The clock is ticking for TriHealth and United Healthcare to reach a deal so thousands of local patients can continue to see their doctors of choice. This is Cincinnati Edition on WVXU. I'm Lucy May. Joining me now to discuss the contract negotiations and what's at stake are TriHealth President and CEO Mark Clement and a TriHealth patient who's also an employee, Emily Herbert. Thank you both for being here today.
Thanks for having us.
Lucy, it's great to be with you.
It's great to have you. So, Emily, you work at TriHealth. You're also a patient who's kind of stuck in the middle of this whole thing. How long have you been seeing your doctors at TriHealth?
I've been with my doctors for probably close to 10 years now. And I don't want to go anywhere else.
Sure. Well, because you've had a couple of other babies with these same doctors, I bet.
Yes, I've had two other babies before this one. This is my third. And, you know, when you get a group of doctors that you trust and that you know have your best interest in mind, you don't want to leave. So.
Sure, sure. Well, I kind of skipped ahead talking about how you're expecting a baby. How does that factor into how you feel about all this, everything that's going on with these negotiations?
Yeah, it just puts a lot of extra stress into an already stressful time, you know, going into the holidays already as a parent and a busy person. It's a lot of lots to think about. And when you're kind of thinking, you know, my last appointment or my next appointment scheduled December 29th, and you're like, after that one, do I have to go find a new doctor? Do I have to find a new hospital to deliver at? What does that mean for my family and the rest of their medical care? And do I have to navigate all of that? It's just a lot of added stress.
Yeah. Did you ever consider changing healthcare plans when you heard about these negotiations? Was that something you gave any thought to?
Yeah, definitely, for sure. So I have United Healthcare through my husband's employer, and I have had for over 10 years now. And I've always been happy with you know, our coverage, but we definitely kind of looked at the, you know, what it meant as a family, and do I need to switch? Do we need to kind of roll the dice and see if this works out? And we ultimately did decide to stay with United Healthcare at the moment. But yeah, it definitely played into, with open enrollment kind of happening, you know, in the last month or so, those decisions as a family.
Sure. Mark, how many thousands of patients locally are in the same boat as Emily?
Well, again, Lucy, thank you for the opportunity to join you and your audience to have this conversation today. Well, TriHealth cares for, you know, about 700,000 members of our community. And our relationship with United Healthcare, their members represent roughly 70,000. Mm-hmm. And they're split between employer-sponsored health plans like Emily is participating in through her husband's employment, as well as Medicare Advantage, which are senior citizens that have opted for a Medicare Advantage plan.
Mm-hmm. And how long have your negotiations with United Healthcare been going on?
Yeah. Well, you know, first I want to just say, you know, we understand the frustration and the anxiety and the real concern that patients that feel like they're in the middle of this, you know, these negotiations, and they are, unfortunately, in the middle of these negotiations. So we understand that. And as a result, we initiated discussions with United, really kicked off the negotiations more than a year ago. Mm-hmm. Maybe to give your audience a little bit of background, for health systems like TriHealth, others in Cincinnati and across the country, you know, Medicare and Medicaid, those rates are pretty much set for us, you know, by the state government in the case of Medicaid, by the federal government, and CMS, Centers for Medicare and Medicaid, in the case of Medicare. But commercial insurance, generally employer-sponsored commercial insurance, in some cases, you know, exchange plans, Affordable Care Act exchange products, those rates are negotiated with carriers. And so it's very normal, very common that these negotiations occur on a cyclical basis. Our relationship with United Healthcare has spanned 3 years. That's pretty typical. You rarely see contracts like this going more than 3 years, just because of the uncertainty around inflation and tariffs and all the things that you can't predict 2, 3, 4 years out. So, to try to resolve these negotiations and not put patients in the middle, we started them in November of 2024. Mm. And, sadly, we really made no progress. Our team has been concerned that UnitedHealthcare has really not been serious in the negotiations. They've delayed. We were hoping to have these negotiations concluded by September, October. And when we saw very little to no progress, we have a moral obligation to begin to inform patients that could be impacted by this. And that's when we began to, inform and educate our patients that, if UnitedHealthcare didn't really, engage in a meaningful way, serious way in these discussions, there was a real possibility that we would be at a network with UnitedHealthcare.
So what's the big sticking point from your perspective?
Well, first and foremost, these negotiations are about putting patients first. And let me explain. Just very recently, within the past couple of days, NBC, the news station, reported the results of a poll or a survey that found that one in four Americans have reported care being denied by a health insurance company or being materially delayed. One in four over the past 2 years have had that occur. That's our reality with UnitedHealthcare. That's the reality, fortunately, not with Emily, but it is with many, many patients whose care is being delayed or denied. And that's requiring, our providers, our staff, to shift from taking care of patients to actually engage in, just conversations and in some way fights with the insurance company to ensure that their patients are able to receive the care that they desperately need. That's something that we're trying to resolve with these negotiations, removing the administrative burden that's putting profits in front of patients. And to bring it a little closer to home at TriHealth, we had last year more than $40 million in claims denied by UnitedHealthcare. $40 million in claims denied. And that's for care that was provided, in many cases care that was life-saving care, but nonetheless denied. And we have vigorously, defended and challenged those denials. And in the end, virtually all of those claims were paid, but months, many months later, and after TriHealth being required to spend millions of dollars on staff time to have those claims finally paid. So we need relief with regard to the administrative burden that we are experiencing that's impacting patients, that's delaying care, that is making it more difficult for us to carry out our mission of service to the community.
Well, we are talking about the contract dispute between TriHealth and UnitedHealthcare. Do you have questions or comments? Give us a call at 513-419-7100, or you can email talk@wvxu.org. Now, I understand reimbursement rates are also a part of this. We invited UnitedHealthcare to be part of this discussion. The company instead provided a statement, and this is what it said. TriHealth is demanding a 35% hike that would make it more expensive than any peer health system in the Cincinnati market. Approximately $80 million of the $94 million TriHealth is seeking would come out of the operating budgets of local employers, impacting the money they have to grow their business and compensate their employees. We are proposing rate increases that continue to reimburse TriHealth at market competitive rates. It remains our top priority to reach an agreement that maintains continued network access to TriHealth. However, we need them to provide a proposal Ohio families and employers can afford. So, Mark, UnitedHealthcare says TriHealth's proposal would significantly drive up premiums, out-of-pocket costs, and the cost of doing business for employers. Is that the case? What's your response to that?
Well, Lucy, I'm disappointed that there's no one here from United for us to have a conversation with. First, Secondly, that's not the case. The proposal that we have on the table with United is far less than what they're quoting or suggesting. I think it's important for your audience to know that that TriHealth, unlike United Healthcare, TriHealth is a local institution. We are a not-for-profit organization. We are owned by this community. And what that means is we exist for the sole purpose of improving the health of our greater Cincinnati community. Any profit, or we don't even refer to it as profit, any margin over expense gets reinvested into technology, new services, bringing new physicians and providers into the community, and isn't distributed to shareholders. We take care of every patient in this community, every member of this community in need, irrespective of their ability to pay. We provide more than $150 million in community benefit, uncompensated care, free, food pantries, and the list goes on, all aimed at improving the health of this community. And I will tell you that that United Healthcare is not a not-for-profit. They are a for-profit, investor-owned organization. It is the largest, most profitable insurance company, health insurance company in this country, maybe in the world. And we are just looking for fair reimbursement. We are looking to be reimbursed on par with what other payers reimburse us. We are looking to be reimbursed on par with what United already reimburses other health systems in our market that are currently being paid. And we know that to be the case because of recently passed legislation, regulation that requires what is called price transparency. Everyone knows what everyone is being paid. Mm-hmm. So this isn't a matter of debate.
Yeah. So if it's not 35%, if that's not the right number, what is the increase that TriHealth
is seeking?
It's in
the single digits each year for 3 years.
Okay. Well, we do have a call from Barry. Hi, Barry. Thanks so much for calling. Thanks for listening. What's your question or comment?
Well, yeah, my comment was that I'm a Procter & Gamble retiree, and they have United Healthcare for our medical insurance, so I don't really have an option to change. And I've been going to TriHealth for decades, and now I'm faced with the situation of having to change doctors or pay out of network costs, and it's very, very unfortunate.
Hmm. Well, thank you, Barry. I appreciate that. What kind of advice, Mark, is TriHealth giving patients like Barry?
Yeah. And, I have and the last thing, Barry, that we want you to do is to have to find another provider. That's not what this is about. And we are continuing to negotiate with United Healthcare. In fact, tomorrow morning, I'm meeting with their market president to try to resolve this, because the last thing we want is to be out of network and to impact, members of our community like Barry and Emily. What I would encourage you to do, Barry, is reach out to the human resources and benefits team at Procter & Gamble. I'm not an expert on this, but I've been advised that that you may have more flexibility to see providers outside of the network than you think. But I'm not obviously Procter & Gamble. But I would encourage you to reach out to their benefits team, because I think you may have some additional options in the really sad circumstance that we would find ourselves at a network with United. Again, we're working very hard. Meeting with the leadership team of United again tomorrow to try to resolve this and get the patients that feel like they're in the middle reassured that there's not going to be any disruption in their care.
Well, thank you, Barry, for that call, and best of luck to you. We are going to take a short break, and when we continue after we continue this conversation later in the program, Ohio has become a hotspot for data centers. What could that mean for your electric bill? This is Cincinnati Edition. You're listening to Cincinnati Edition on WVXU. I'm Lucy May. We're continuing our conversation about the contract dispute between TriHealth and United Healthcare that has thousands of local patients concerned about their coverage. My guests are TriHealth President and CEO Mark Clement and a TriHealth patient who's also an employee, Emily Herbert. You can join the conversation. Call 513-419-7100 or you can email talk@wvxu.com. trihealth.org. We did get an email from Marilyn. Marilyn writes, does TriHealth not offer a good enough employer plan for Emily and her family to switch to that and keep their current doctors? I realize this doesn't solve the problem for everyone. What do you say, Emily?
Yeah, thanks. It is a great question. Obviously, I am a TriHealth employee. I have been on my husband's health plan since before I was a TriHealth employee. And just from the ease of, family planning and everything, it's easier to keep everyone together. TriHealth does offer great benefit packages. And it's just kind of, a stack up in a personal family situation to kind of decide which one to go with as a family.
Yeah. Sure thing. Anything you want to add to that, Mark, quickly?
No, I would agree with you. Yeah, every year we benchmark not only our compensation plan, but our benefits against the industry, against the market. And we really lead the market and have a very innovative health benefit plan really aimed at promoting health. For example, we have minimal copays for primary care when many health plans have very high copays, which really function as barriers to access.
Yeah.
So I think if you were to talk to most of our team members, they would say the benefits are very competitive and very attractive.
Okay. Well, let me ask you about this, Mark. We were talking about how UnitedHealthcare is responding to this whole situation. UnitedHealthcare also claims that the increase in these rates that TriHealth is looking for would drive up healthcare costs for self-insured customers, since employers pay the cost of their employees' medical bills themselves. What do you say to that?
Well, what we know, and I think what United would be hard pressed to challenge, is that if TriHealth is no longer in their network, healthcare costs for United Healthcare employers will go up. And they will go up because TriHealth, unlike a number of the health systems, and we're blessed in Cincinnati with really good health care and a number of really good health care systems. We've been on a journey, and Emily knows this. She hears me talk about it all the time. We've been on a journey for the last decade to get health care right, and that means transforming health care for the better. And that's really shifts our focus and our care models to promoting health, to early detection, to better management of chronic conditions, delivering care in the most cost-effective setting, which increasingly is not in hospitals, it's not in emergency departments. So if you look at TriHealth objectively, and the payers know this and United knows this, our total cost of care, the cost of healthcare is not just the rate for an emergency department visit or the rate for a hospital admission. Total cost of the cost of healthcare is how many admissions, how many EDs times your rate, and that we refer to as total cost of care. The total cost of care that for the patients that we care for, United and other payers, is 12 to 15% below the Ohio state average because we admit fewer patients because they don't need to be admitted. We're better managing their chronic conditions. We provide more care in the ambulatory setting. We're just asking for fair rates and relief from the administrative burden that I talked about earlier. What I will tell you is every other payer in this market, and I'm not going to name names, people know who they are, is paying us fairly. They're paying well above what United is proposing to pay, and it's not sustainable for us to accept rates far below what other payers, even larger payers, are reimbursing us.
Mm-hmm. What about here's another issue that UnitedHealthcare is raising. UnitedHealthcare also claims the proposal would affect what consumers pay for services received at TriHealth's hospitals for patients who are stuck in the middle if they wonder, why does TriHealth really need a reimbursement hike? What's your message? Why is it important to get these higher rates from UnitedHealthcare?
Well, we just want to be treated fairly. To the extent that UnitedHealthcare is reimbursing, and not by a little bit, it's as much as 20 to 30% higher rates to health systems that we compete directly with. They're creating an unfair or an uneven playing field, which puts TriHealth and the 700,000 members of our community that we care for at a real disadvantage. And there will be long-term consequences, some known, some not known, for that unlevel competitive playing field.
Okay. How
Let me ask you this. How is it that TriHealth is being reimbursed at a much lower rate than other health systems? I mean, how did TriHealth get to that point to begin with?
Well, I don't want to disparage anyone, but United Healthcare is a very difficult organization to negotiate with. Witness what we're talking about today.
Okay. So you talked about this a little bit, Mark, but what is TriHealth's advice to current patients who are really concerned about this, like Barry, who we heard from earlier?
For sure, and. We've been very open and very transparent. We've created a dedicated website. Any concerned members of the community that are being covered through United Healthcare now can go to that website. Just go to the TriHealth website and search UHC. And there's a lot of information. But I would encourage any patient that feels caught in the middle because they're a United Healthcare member to express their concerns, to reach out to United Healthcare and let them know that they want TriHealth in their network. They want to be able to see TriHealth. We're not asking for anything. We're not asking to be paid above everyone else in Cincinnati. We just want to be paid on par. At comparable rates to what others are in the larger market that we serve. And the larger market is not just Cincinnati. The larger market is Northern Kentucky. It's Dayton. We compete head-to-head with all of those organizations. It's not just Cincinnati. You can't cherry pick. I would encourage, again, those patients to reach out to United Healthcare and let United Healthcare know that they want TriHealth and TriHealth doctors in the United Healthcare network. And if it's an employer-sponsored plan, reach out to your employer and let your employer know that you want TriHealth in the network. And we're doing everything in our power to try to get to a win-win with United Healthcare. I want your audience to know that.
Yeah, Emily, I want to come back to you. could you qualify for any kind of special coverage to continue your care, even if United Healthcare and TriHealth don't reach a resolution, which I know Mark said he's working very hard to try to make that happen, but could you qualify for special coverage to continue your care at least through your pregnancy with the providers you have now?
Yes, TriHealth has been very good about giving a lot of information out to their patients and have already started talking about that process of applying for continuity of care. And the practices are partnering with us very closely as we get to the end of the year to go ahead and help us start to process that paperwork so that if it does go out of network, pregnant patients or, other patients who are in a kind of episodic type treatment plan can get apply for continuity of care.
Yeah. So those are people who are pregnant or maybe going through some kind of cancer treatments or something. They're people who might qualify for that. So it's really important to talk about that possibility too. Emily, you kind of referenced this earlier, but if this can't be resolved, does that mean you're going to have to find different providers for other members of your family or other, your kids or your husband, are they seeing TriHealth doctors also?
Yeah, of course. So, we love to stay in the TriHealth family. Obviously, I'm a little partial, but the quality of the care is the best you can get in the city. If you're having a baby in Cincinnati, you want to have it at TriHealth. We'd have to find new providers for my husband, myself, my children. It's kind of an upheaval of the whole family.
Yeah. I know how much work that is. That is no fun. So, Mark, I know you talked about what TriHealth is advising patients to do if they're insured through United Healthcare and concerned. You said you're meeting with the market president tomorrow. How optimistic are you that this can be resolved before the end of the year?
Well, I'm an eternal optimist, so I remain optimistic. But that resolving this is not going to come as a result of TriHealth backing down. We can't back down. This is just too important to our patients and to our community. So I would just ask that United Healthcare come to the table in good faith. And if they do, we'll find a win-win for both of our organizations to move forward and get our patients out of the middle.
Okay. Well, this has been an important conversation. I've been talking with TriHealth President and CEO Mark Clement and a TriHealth patient who's also an employee, Emily Herbert. Thank you both so much for your time today.
Thank you, Lucy.
Thanks.
Up next, what does a data center in your backyard mean for your utility bill? This is Cincinnati Edition.